Hillbilly heart beats tender and warm down in the Ozarks back on the farm.
Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable first lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Jim. And good morning, Henry. And good morning to Bill Ring, who always sings Hillbilly Heartbeats in his wonderful voice. Top of the morning to you this fine morning. First, I want to say that it made me terribly happy to get so many cards on my birthday. My birthday was yesterday, December the 1st. I was 39, you know, like Jack Benny, 39. It always amazes me more each time that people should remember my birthday and when it is, much less to buy a beautiful card and send to me or write a lovely letter. I'd like this morning when I got here, there was a letter from Mrs. Margaret Lang at Taylor Avenue, Lebanon, and she, Missouri, and she told me she's 87 and bedfast and can't sit up or can't turn. But she sent me a beautiful card and signed it and wrote in her own hand. You know, things like that just fill my heart with gratitude. I never cheaped one word about my birthday coming this year, and yet I got a lot of cards and greetings. And I'm so thankful to each one of you. Next Saturday, I'll thank each one by name. I've had such a crowded week that I haven't got everything straight and got the names all together. And besides, there'll be more coming for a day or so there always is. You know, it's pretty gloomy to have birthdays when you get along down the hill. But think how much gloomier it would be not to have them. I hope I have a good many birthdays yet. I'm having a lot of fun out of life, and I'm not tired of having birthdays at all. To have a birthday beats no birthday, as I say. I'm like Booth Campbell, our old banjo picking and singing Booth down in Arkansas. What a chap he was, and he always knew all the answers. One time, some of us were discussing turnips, and several people said, oh, they just didn't like turnips, and discussing them pro and con. When we got through, Booth said, well, turnips beat nothing, for I've tried them both. He was right. As for me, I like turnips very much, and cabbage, and sauerkraut, and brown beans, and navy beans, and green beans, and all the good old-fashioned but necessary vegetables. But I can't eat carrots any way you fix them. I can't go them. They have some sort of a medicine taste to me. I really believe it's liniment or turpentine. Anyway, don't make me eat carrots. I'm not even like Booth Campbell. I don't think they beat nothing, as he said. Do you know that carrots were not a vegetable of Ozarkers when I was a kid? I never saw them even. Never saw them eaten. You know, they just didn't raise and eat carrots. Eat turnips. They're considered extremely valuable as a vitamin vegetable and good for your eyes, the carrots. Oh, well, I believe I'd rather be sick. Well, happy birthday to all who may have a birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Here's a sweet and loving message to all of you this morning with my love. Oh, friend of mine, let's make the journey well worthwhile. Give hearts who go along with us a helping hand, a smile. We go this way but once, nor can we go back the self-same way to undo the wrongs with tears or speak the words we did not say. We go this way but once, lest make it blossomy and sweet with kindly deeds and tender words for bruised and stumbling feet. Well, it's a tough old world, but we'll make it, won't we? I don't believe we will have any nuclear war. No, sir, I never have believed we will. The world is just not that crazy. Even the politicians are not that crazy. And I'm sure we, the common people, are not. Speaking of politicians, I see where Uncle Luke, the old hillbilly who writes for the Greene County Medical Journal, I have a lot of fun out of the Medical Journal. He says all a politician needs in this world is four hats. He needs one hat to throw in the ring, one to talk through, one to pull rabbits out of, and one to keep the peckerwoods from making holes in his wooden head. Uncle Luke's pretty smart. Well, now here I'm going to give you another tongue twister. I have to drop one in along with a riddle now and then. I'm not quite through with all that were sent to me. Mrs. Jewel Gardner Davis of this city sent me this one. It's an old one I knew when I was a kid, but it's a good one. I'm sure you've heard it. I saw Esau kissing Kate. In fact, we all three saw. When I saw Esau, he saw me, and she saw, I saw Esau. You know what you remember? I saw Esau kissing Kate. In fact, we all three saw. When I saw Esau, he saw me, and she saw, I saw Esau. You know, the faster you can say one, the better your reactions are. One time, I remember I was having a general hook go over in the hospital and in my body and all, and the doctor put me to saying that, you know, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers. You know all that old one. My, he said, you have good reactions. Well, I guess my mouth, it's going all the time, no wonder. Well, Mrs. Gardner said that while listening to me on the radio over her second cup of coffee, this tongue twister came to her mind. You have no idea how many women write to me and say, I listened to you over my second cup of coffee. Well, ladies, it's good to relax, and I'm always happy to know that you're listening over your second cup of coffee. Miss Gardner says she remembers the first song she ever heard her mother sing. It was the old hymn, How Tedious and Tasteless the Hours. Yes, and they always said tedious, not tedious. Of course, tedious is the word. It would spoil a song for me. How tedious and tasteless the hour when Jesus no longer I see. You know it. The old folks sing it that way yet. Oh, my, I'll tell you who can sing it, and that's my dear friend J.W. Brazil, shape note singer over on Broadway. He calls me up over the phone, sings me a song once in a while, and it's wonderful. I'm going to have a tape of him singing on this, if I can get the tape made, on this program. Sweet, that was the words. How tedious and tasteless the hours when Jesus no longer I see. Sweet prospects, sweet birds, and sweet flowers have all lost their sweetness to me. My mother said her grandmother sang it so often at her work with a clear, beautiful voice. And that was a long time ago, my mother's grandmother, and my mother would be 112, 113, I think. Her grandmother was a Mason from Virginia. I think she was born about 1814. Think of that. My dear friend, Miss M.R. Smith at Excelsior Springs, Missouri, who was once a Taney County girl and chum of the dear departed Mary Elizabeth Mankey, sent me a cute riddle. Here it is. As I crossed over London Bridge, I met my sister Anne. I pulled off her head and drank her blood and left her body stand. Boy, that sounds bad, doesn't it? But it was a bottle of wine. Thank you, Katie, for your good letter, and you're always so faithful through the years to write to me and so patient with me. You know, Mr. Charles S. Turner at Aurora sent me something this week which brought back so many old sayings to me, and I was so glad to get the article. He said he clipped it from the Kansas City Star. Old expressions they used to have. I remember almost all of them. This is folklore at its best. Now, for instance, this. They used to say, so this article says, they said in fun when complimenting someone's good dinner, oh, I've ate lots worse and kept it down. They used to say that kid's feet are as black as a possum's mouth in haw time. Or they said this one, that coffee's as strong as gar broth. My mother used to say that one about anything strong as gar broth. I think it means the garfish broth, doesn't it? And this one, pass the gravy, Joey. Ain't you had no fotching up? You was fotched up wrong. Oh, Aunt Susan Meek said, now, when I was fotched up way back yonder, she's always, when she's a little girl, she's fotched up. And this one, when you felt weak, I'm as weak as a widder's no. A widder's no when you proposed to her is pretty weak, you know. And after dinner, when they got a touch of dyspepsy, they used to say, well, Sari's cooking has give me the grease rise. Grease rise. Here's another. That feller couldn't sell a drowning man a boat. Or this one for energy. We went at it like a biting sow. That was an old-time one. And here's another. A plump wife in a big barn never done a man no harm. And this one for optimism. Even a blind hog will find an acorn. And this one. Why, that feller knows more ways than a farmer can go to town. Sounds like Tennessee Ernie to me. Or here's another one. That mule slows molasses in wintertime. I always heard that one, molasses in January. And this one I've heard a lot many years ago about a stingy man. Why, you know, Sim's a close chewer and a tight spitter. And this one, he sure lit a shuck out of thar. Well, that one comes from the fact that in the old spinning days, they always kept a dry shuck wrapped on top of the spindle, I believe it was, and I don't know why they did it. But if a woman spun fast and made the wheel fly and buzz, sometimes this shuck would get a fire. So that's what they got the old saying, light a shuck. My uncle used to say when we kids got noisy in the house, you kids light a shuck out of here and play outdoors. Then this last one in this article Mr. Turner sent me amused me about nervousness. Maybe someone would say in the old days, well, that feller's preaching, just give me the fantods. Fantods. Well, that settled something. I know now that when I wake up in the night, like I have for the last month or two, nervous and jiggly, I've got the fantods. I'm glad it's diagnosed. Henry, what do you think of that? Fantods. Well, that's the ailment I have, I'm perfectly sure. Thank you, Mr. Turner, for that good information, not found in books or encyclopedias. You know, not all learning is in books. Well, here's a cute story. Recently, I was complaining because they name all those horrible tornadoes and hurricanes for women. Why don't they name some of them Jake and Bill and Mose and Jim and Henry and Squeak and Shorty and so on? Mrs. J.M. King of Springfield wrote me, after she heard me, that one of her children came home from school and said, Mom, don't you know why hurricanes are named for women? She said, no, I don't. And he said, well, did you ever hear of a himican? They're all hurricanes. They're not himicans. Leave it to the kids. I'm going to close now by reading a little short poem that our dear Viola Doty Wooten Clifton sent to me recently. You know Viola, who's bedfast with a muscular dystrophy, year in and year out. This little poem is a dog's prayer for his master, and it really has a lesson in it. O Lord of humans, make my master faithful to his fellow man as men as I am to him. Grant that he may be devoted to his friends and family as I am to him. Give him a face cheerful, like unto my wagging tail. Give him a spirit of gratitude, like unto my licking tongue. Give him patience, like unto mine, that awaits his footsteps uncomplainingly for hours. Fill him with my watchfulness, my courage, and my readiness to sacrifice comfort or even life itself. Keep him always young in heart and crowded with the spirit of play, even as I. Make him as good a man as I am a dog. Make him worthy of me, his dog. And that's a good prayer, the shoes on the other foot. Goodbye, and I'll be seeing you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't.